It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Degrees, very windy too.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. This is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Severe Utah weather.
Schools are closed, thousands of power outages have been reported, and truck restrictions are in place along the freeways.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene in Centerville with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we've seen wind gusts in excess of 70 miles an hour here in Centerville, and maybe the most unsettling thing is that it could actually get worse, not better, in the next couple of hours. I'm just off West Parish Lane, and all the parking lots of the gas stations and retail centers are just a mess. There's carts blown all over the place, branches scattered, and even the big light posts here in the parking lots are just shaking around like crazy. So if you have to leave your house, I'd be very aware of where you're parking, because on the drive up here, I saw at least or more than one parked vehicle with a big tree branch or two on top of it. Now, these extreme wind gusts in Salt Lake and in Davis County have not only created some traffic hazards, but they're also leaving thousands of people without power. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power is that roughly 650 outages are reported across the state. That's impacting about 58,000 customers. Now, in terms of when the power may be restored, that really depends on what happens with all of this wind.
This might take several days for some of these repairs to happen. So if your power is out, please have patience with our teams. Don't approach any down power line.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says about 10,000 customers are being impacted in Ogden, more than 3,000 here in Centerville, and another 3,000 in Layton. Elsewhere, about 2,500 customers are being impacted in South Salt Lake, with a few hundred of those being in the Sugar House area. Now, in terms of damage, you're getting reports of those semis that have tipped, and also a power pole that snapped and fell at about 2,000 North Main in Centerville. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Three public school districts will keep their schools closed today because of those strong winds, and a number of other schools are closed as well. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has a list to continue our live team coverage.
Public schools in Davis, Weber, and Ogden districts will be closed today because of power outages and the difficulty of getting around. Weber State University has canceled its classes until noon today, and we're waiting to hear what might happen with afternoon classes there. Other school closures include Layton Christian Academy, Ogden Preparatory Academy, and Ascent Academy in Farmington. City Academy and Reed School in Salt Lake County will also be closed. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic conditions.
Trucks are restricted along freeways right now, and I-15 is shut down in northern Utah. Andy Farnsworth is live in the KSL Traffic Center with more. Andy?
And the closure is northbound 15 in South Willard. They're forcing everybody off onto Highway 89 because of a multiple tipped-over semi. Southbound, they've tipped over as well, but they haven't restricted the, or they haven't closed the freeway there. We've also got Highway 89 closed in between Farmington and Layton. We've got the semis restricted from using Legacy Parkway. And if you think you can get out of this by going to another state, oh no, I-80's closed east of Evanston because of these weather conditions as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got Grant Wayman in studio with us right now. Grant, take us back to this morning. You were warning that 7:30 might be the peak of these winds. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I mean, where are we at right now? Yeah, so 7:30, 8 o'clock. I mean, literally, I would say we're kind of at the peak now, right? And I think we're going to stay at this level, unfortunately, for the next, say, hour or so. And the thing is, just from looking at the computer models, these winds aren't going away. They're just going to go from this dangerously strong level to maybe down about 20, 30 miles an hour or so this afternoon. So I think, let's just say gradually through the noon hour and afternoon, I think we'll still be looking at gusts in the neighborhood of, say, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. So maybe not as strong as now, but it's not like they're going away. And then the bad news, Tim, is that with this kind of a holding in the weather pattern for tomorrow, I think we could easily see the same thing again tomorrow morning with more strong wind gusts in some of those canyon areas for late tonight and tomorrow morning.
Where is the storm coming from, Grant?
Well, I mean, it's the bigger picture, Amanda, is what's going on with the weather story. So we've got just imagine a little weather map, and we've got a low pressure over the Four Corners, and so the winds around that low are going from the east. So if you were to look at the Wasatch front, the winds are all howling in from the east, and they are just winding down the mountains through the canyons. And when you get a high-level wind coming in from the east and it funnels through those canyon areas, those canyons can intensify those winds. So we're just looking at a holding pattern. As long as that low kind of sits there, we're going to see these winds continue. And so that's what happens tomorrow. The weather pattern doesn't change. That low just kind of sits there. And what's that going to do? It's going to allow those easterly winds to just continue, all right, through the day and into tomorrow. So that's why we're still looking at winds, you know, not just today, but tomorrow as well.
Kevin Eubank was talking early this morning about the crazy change in temperatures. I mean, we were upper 90s on Saturday, and now we could be 60 degrees if you compare it to the low. 60-degree swing in just a matter of days.
Yeah, figure, let's see, the high, I think we hit 100 on Saturday, and we're looking to go 40, maybe the high 30s tomorrow morning. So what is that? More than 60-degree change in a couple of days.
Yeah.
St. George, same thing, by the way. They were like in the 110 range. They're only in the 70s, so they also drop like some 30, 40 degrees. Mm.
Do we get any rain or snow with this wind, or is it just a wind?
So we did. Our rain event was this morning, Amanda. We had the rain. We had the mountain snow. We had Park City snow. Plenty of snow in Wyoming. The mountains to the east. Most of the wet weather now is shifting in the central part of the state. So we're kind of done with our wet weather. We had snow. But obviously, you know, the bigger weather story is really the cold and the wind, you know, with this thing.
Yeah, and by the way, Denver, snow on the ground today, 38 for a high.
38 for a high. So that cold air and that snow literally shifted through Wyoming into Colorado. We kind of missed the brunt of the winter weather, but we're certainly not missing the wind part of this storm.
All right.
All right, Grant, we appreciate your staying on top of this for us.
KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman updating the forecast throughout the hour on this special hour of coverage of Utah's Morning News. We'll also get the latest check of Triple Team traffic and weather together coming up at 7:09.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
In addition to the severe weather, we're also keeping an eye on a wildfire and evacuation near Mapleton.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the latest on the Ether Hollow Fire live on the scene in Mapleton. Paul?
Tim, this may be one case where the weather was more of a help than a hindrance here. We have spoken with officials with State Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, and they have said that the rain was a tremendous help in actually knocking down some of the flames of the Ether Hollow Fire. However, 200 homes in Mapleton, Grindstone, Hobble Creek, they're still evacuated because there are hot spots in the interior of this fire. It's not completely out, and technically it's 0% contained. Firefighters said the erratic winds last night spread the flames during the day, and the shifting winds really had them concerned. One evacuee, J.J. Bush, said he had very little time to leave after he was told about the fire from a friend, and he had to leave some of his gear behind.
Within a minute, the sheriff knocked on the door and said, we're doing voluntary evacuations, and then he got a call probably 15 seconds later and said, we're doing mandatory, I gotta go.
Officials say the fire was started by target shooting, and that makes it the second major fire in as many days caused by that reason. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And there's another fire in Santaquin firefighters are trying to knock down, but they're worried because of the gusty winds. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more on the William Fire.
There's only one spot where firefighters can really access the William Fire off Pole Creek Road. Incident spokeswoman Jennifer Hansen says another challenge, the dry gamble oak the fire's burning is giving off a lot of heat, meaning they need help building containment lines, help the wind could knock out.
We may lose the ability to utilize the helicopters who are providing bucket drops. They're bringing water to the hand crews that are working in the steeper part of the fire perimeter.
In the meantime, you're being asked not to gawk at the fire or fly a drone. It could get in the way of a fire crew. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, now 8:09. It's triple team traffic. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it's still emergency triple team out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, I'm watching them move traffic off the freeway northbound I-15 in South Willard area. Traffic is backed up all the way now past the far west exit, getting close to the Pioneer Road exit there in Marriott-Slaterville. We've got traffic also backed up in the southbound direction coming down from Willard towards the area. They are letting southbound traffic stay on the freeway, but it is still a parking lot as well. Power outages have affected drivers on the west side of I-15 in Clearfield and Layton. Starting to see some northbound 15 slowdowns near Hill Air Force Base. Both directions of the freeway slow in Farmington and Kaysville, where the winds have been the strongest. Eric?
You got down trees over on Foothill Drive and malfunctioning stoplights, and it all adds up to major slowdowns from I-80 northbound up to the University area. Right around Sunnyside is when you'll finally break free of all of those slowdowns. I-15 continues to look pretty good on the northbound side in Utah County. No problems there. A little bit approaching 1300 south, that area in downtown, but overall it's not bad. In Salt Lake County from Point of the Mountain to the downtown area to about 600 south. But further north, right, Heather?
Right. As you leave downtown Salt Lake, you're going to hit stop-and-go traffic from about the North Temple area up toward Warm Springs. That's due to a semi-truck that's tipped over. And one of our KSL traffic troopers let us know that just west of I-15, around 10th North, they've got multiple trees down blocking all the streets and a power pole leaning. Looks like it's about to come down as well in the same area. We also have traffic lights that are out all over the Salt Lake Valley. Right now we're seeing some pretty big delays on 700 East, right around 3300 South. Don't leave education to chance. With 15 years of experience, Utah Online is prepared to meet Utah students' academic needs this fall. Visit utahonline.org to learn more. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and boy, today we've had some wind warnings, high wind warnings. Let's find out more about the forecast with you, Grant.
62 the high. That is going to be it today with a strong cold front. The wind's definitely howling in the canyons. Dangerously strong winds there. Otherwise, going to remain windy and sunshine most of the day. There's just a slight chance of showers in the morning. And wow, what a difference in the temperature. Only 62. Partly cloudy, only 64 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, still 48 degrees downtown.
We'll go back to special coverage of the severe weather in just a moment, but first, fire is trapping people in the mountains of California. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, over 200 people have been rescued, 60 more. That's 60 believed trapped by a fast-moving wildfire in the mountains east of Fresno, California. National Guard helicopters braving flames and smoke to snatch people from the shores of a reservoir. Firefighters now trying to find the other endangered people.
They're reconvening, rendezvousing at different locations, and we're discovering those locations as we speak.
At least one fatality confirmed in the Creek Fire, which has burned over 135,000 acres. And Congress back from August recess today, facing an uphill climb for another round of stimulus funding. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer demanding big funding for his state.
The bill leader McConnell is putting on the floor of the Senate this week on COVID is a dagger to the heart of New York.
Republicans want a so-called skinny bill, well short of the Democrats' call for an additional $3 trillion in spending. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic, of course, coming up at the top of the hour. Dave Noriega has been riding out the storm all morning long in Kaysville, and Dave, some of the worst pictures that I've had or seen, had friends send me, right there in the Kaysville area. Oh, maybe we just lost him. And it might be because of those winds that we're going to have a tough connection there.
I saw one of the pictures that you posted, Tim, and it was a tree with the root just upended.
Yeah.
And that root was as big as a door. I couldn't believe that it just was completely pulled out of the ground. And it wasn't just the tree was toppled. That root was completely pulled out of the earth, lying there on its side. I've never seen anything like it.
Some of those are aspen trees, which are notoriously shallow-rooted. But when you see a big pine tree, one that has stood for a long, long time, take a wind and fall, then you know we've had some real gusts out there. And Grant was reporting a minute ago, we've had gusts in the neighborhood of 90 miles an hour in some of these areas, and I think Kaysville is one of them. Do we have Dave now? All right. Dave, I was just mentioning that some of the worst pictures I've seen this morning are right there in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here in Kaysville, and I've been driving around with my kids all morning long. We've been doing a Facebook Live, so if you want to see all the pictures and devastation, but we have dozens of trees that have just been down in our neighborhood alone. In fact, I'm standing here with one of my neighbors, Steve Johnston, right now, who's so far, sorry, Steve, you've taken the worst of it. You've had three large trees come down. What was it like when you saw these trees coming down?
Our first one, the aspen tree, was down when I got up this morning, but then we saw the other ones just gust the wind would come along around with left, and the tree would just go over. And I have been wanting to re-landscape my yard, but not this way.
No, see, you lost a beautiful sumac tree, you lost the aspen, and then you had probably a 40-foot pine that went down. I think your wife said you could almost see the ground pulsing.
Yeah, our whole front yard would just sit there and be moving up and down, and with the roots, and then we just started hearing cracking, and the tree would go over.
Oh, we've seen this all over the neighborhood. I'm sure it's all over Kaysville, Layton, Farmington, probably down to Centerville. But, Steve Johnston, thank you so much for talking, because it means something. For some reason, we have this attachment to trees, like, and it's emotional. It's like your wife, like, tearing up, and, like, we're doing the same thing. Why is it, like, they're trees, but I don't know, it matter for some reason.
Well, it's a huge investment.
Oh, yeah, and trees are part of your family. I feel that way about trees that I've watched grow.
Be able to see the aspen trees, pine trees, and be able to see all of that and now.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the wind has died down a lot. It started to pick up just barely again, but for the past 45 minutes or an hour, the wind had died down to just about nothing, but it's now just, we're watching it. You can actually see there's another tree that actually is still surviving in his yard, but it is pulsing exactly what he had described. The ground is pulsing. You see another tree acting like it's going to come over, but Tim and Amanda, just an incredible amount of damage. But what's strange is it hasn't been home. It's landing in yards. We helped one lady get her car out. The tree had fallen a little bit on her car, but she was able to pull out and go to work. But largely the damage has just been the trees. It hasn't been to homes. It hasn't been to cars so far, at least in our neighborhood. And we've seen a little bit of damage to power lines. So the power's out here in Kaysville. So anyway, on the show today, we'll continue to follow this story all morning long.
All right. Dave and Dujanovic coming up at the top of the hour. I mentioned that Grant had told us we had winds measured in the 90-mile-per-hour mm-hmm. range. One of our texters says, I live at the mouth of Weber Canyon in South Ogden. I have an anemometer on my roof, which measures winds, and it has recorded high wind speed of 118 miles per hour at one point this morning.
And, you know, our friend Kent Bates, who lives in Utah County, he said it's so interesting because in Pleasant Grove, it's very still. The tops of the trees not even moving.
Yeah. Let's get a quick look at our national stories, and then we'll come back with your traffic and weather next.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There are now rising numbers of coronavirus cases in more than 30 states, and college towns are quickly becoming some of the epicenters. Brown University's Dr. Ashish Jha, though, says there is a silver lining to where we are now compared to where we were several months ago.
People are spending less time in the hospital. Somebody who might have stayed for 2 weeks might now be discharged after 5-7 days because they get better. So that helps a lot. And then there are younger people who are getting infected more now, and they're less likely to be hospitalized.
However, he says young people have been spreading the virus to older, more at-risk people. In Europe, they're looking ahead to when a vaccine might be available.
Planning ahead, the 27 European member states hope to have the first of millions of vaccine doses ready for distribution in a few months. European Commission Deputy Director General Sandra Galina.
At the end of this year, I would tend to say December, we will have the first doses that will arrive in the various member states.
As to safety, she says firms producing the vaccines would be liable under current laws. And if something went wrong, they could be taken to court. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The CEOs of nine drug companies, including Merck, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, have signed a pledge not to put forth a vaccine in this country that doesn't adhere to strict ethical and scientific standards. There was fear one might be rushed through ahead of the election. ABC News political director Rick Klein with more on coronavirus on the campaign trail.
We know that President Trump has tried to shift the focus to what he calls law and order, depicting images of violence on the streets. Joe Biden, I think his challenge in terms of the look of the campaign, the feel of the campaign, the fact that he's out there wearing a mask and socially distancing, they're hoping that that serves as a contrast and frankly just connects to people how they're actually living their lives at this moment. This crisis continues to impact people's lives in very real and tangible ways.
Dozens of campers rescued from California's Sierra National Forest. They were trapped there after fast moving wildfires trap them in. You're listening to ABC News.
819. Let's get another look at emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back to you, Andy.
And right now, I-15 closed northbound as you go up past Willard Bay, or try to get to Willard Bay, I should say. Both directions of the freeway, a complete nightmare in that stretch of the Weber County, right up on the Box Elder County border. We've also got southbound delays, extra time for your travel through the winds in Kaysville, although, as Dave Noriega said, the winds have died down a little bit, but haven't seen much relief along Legacy or I-15 in Farmington, Centerville, or Bountiful. Highway 89 remains closed because of power lines down in between Oak Hills Drive in Layton and Park Lane in Farmington. Eric?
Northbound Foothill Drive, a major problem this morning because of the high winds, power outages at the stoplights, down trees. This is from I-80 all the way up to Sunnyside. You're going to be in major slowdown mode. Northbound in Utah County, southbound too, really not a major problem. We don't have the same kind of wind problems down there. And northbound from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake, that looks good on the freeway. Heather?
Well, we've got big problems leaving downtown Salt Lake on northbound I-15. You're at a crawl from around North Temple all the way up to Warm Springs Road. That's due to a tipped semi-truck. You also have downed trees and power lines west of I-15 on many of the city streets. People are having to find alternate routes. Also, the power is out in many areas around the Salt Lake Valley. So if you come to a traffic light that is out, you need to treat that as a four-way stop. So just remember that one. The good news is not a whole lot of delay coming out of Tooele County on the 201 or I-80 freeways. Help your lawn recover from a long, hot summer with IFA's Step 4 Fall and Winter Fertilizer. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's go back to Grant, see how long these winds and the cold air stick around.
Major cool down today with those strong wind gusts in the canyons. Very strong wind gusts, especially in the morning. Sun most of the day, but it's windy. 62 the high, 64 partly cloudy tomorrow. Then it starts to warm up, 68 on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, we're back up to some summer weather, 78 and sunshine, 83 on Saturday, mostly sunny. It's getting hotter. Sunday, 86 in the sunshine and 88 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And temperature downtown Salt Lake City is 48 degrees.
This hour of Utah's Morning News is sponsored by our friends at Salt Lake Behavioral Health and their chief clinical officer spending some time with us this hour. Anna Lieber. Anna, thank you for joining us. Mental health in general, but particularly for someone who struggles with suicidal thoughts, really has a stigma to it. And I would imagine that's one of the main things that you try to do there at Salt Lake Behavioral Health is do away with that.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I think that really our goal at Salt Lake Behavioral and for suicide prevention in general is to destigmatize mental health. And I think that we can do that primarily by recognizing that individuals who struggle with mental health or addiction are not weak. And that actually, in my work as a therapist, the most resilient and strongest people have been able to recover or have struggled with mental health and addiction.
Can you describe for us what is going on in the head of someone who's contemplating suicide?
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. That's a great question. I think that really, I think suicidal thoughts can be confusing for people. What we know is that suicide is about wanting to escape pain and suffering, whether that's emotional or physical pain, is not necessarily about wanting to die. And so really what that tells us is that we can all relate to wanting to end pain, and it gives us a roadmap for recovery and to preventing suicide, that there is hope, that life can be worth living.
Well, and I would imagine, and I've heard stories about this too, that the first big step is just realizing that you're not alone, and that means finding somebody that you can talk to.
Absolutely. I think that the number one thing that we can do to prevent suicide really is to encourage people to reach out, talk to someone, call Salt Lake Behavioral at 1-800-264-6000 or the National Crisis Line, 1-800-273-TALK, and really just reach out. I think that what we can do for our loved ones really is to ask them if they're struggling, ask if they're having suicidal thoughts. A lot of times people are hesitant to ask about if someone's having suicidal thoughts, and it's been consistently demonstrated that asking about suicide does not increase suicide risk.
Next time, Ann, I want to ask you more about how substance use complicates this whole issue when you join us next time.
Absolutely.
All right. Here's that number, 800-264-6000. And we'll talk to Anna again coming up here in just a minute or so. Just want to break in here and let everybody know that Salt Lake City School District has now closed all of their classes for the day. We told you earlier this morning, Ogden, Weber, all Davis County schools, now Salt Lake City has joined in those closures today. So we'll keep an eye on that and be passing along any other information that becomes available.
Let's get some more insight now into this storm with KSL Chief Meteorologist Kevin Eubank.
So a cold front, a significant cold front, is moving towards Utah, and that has helped to finally get rid of some of the smoke that we dealt with over the holiday weekend. So as the winds shift and intensify, a lot of that wildfire smoke is going to be cleared out, and it's going to be significant improvement, but it comes at a cost. The cold front that will sweep through will produce some valley rain and some mountain snow, but the biggest impacts are going to be the wind and the cold that will come in behind it. The valleys, a tenth of an inch of rain probably at most. The Wasatch Range, 1 to 2 inches of snow. The Uintas, over by Flaming Gorge, they could get 5 to 10 inches of snow, coupled with very strong winds, so dangerous driving conditions in southwestern Wyoming along I-80. Now, for our winds, we will intensify this morning and then really get intense through the mid-morning hours. We're talking 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, gusts common, but along the I-15 corridor between North Salt Lake and Ogden, these are prime places for these canyon downslope winds. We're talking 50, 60, even 70 mile an hour wind gusts, dangerous kinds of winds. So make sure the garbage cans are in, the patio furniture's in, and batten down the hatches because it's going to be a windy night. Or a windy day. Once that whole storm system clears, that's when the cold air comes in. Lows in the 40s with highs in the 60s. Now remember, on Saturday we were 100 degrees in Salt Lake. So we're talking a 40 degree temperature swing from the high of 100 down into the 60s. But if you go from the high to the low, it's a 60 degree temperature swing, and it is going to be intense. We stay cool all week long with 60s through Thursday. We'll get back to the 70s on Friday and then 80s by the weekend. So just another crazy weather roller coaster ride here in Utah.
You heard Kevin say a minute ago that we have some very dangerous driving conditions in southwest Wyoming. That's where our Jeff Kaplan happens to be, stopped on the road in Laramie, Wyoming. Are you coming or going from Salt Lake City, Jeff?
I'm coming home, baby, someday. I'm looking out a motel window right now, and all I can see is I can't tell which is the falling snow and which is the blowing snow. The wind chill here is 14 degrees. I was at the Jersey Shore getting a tan 2 days ago, and Cannonball expressed my way across the country, but I don't think I'm making the rest of the trip today. It doesn't look like it. It's horrible here.
You're seeing snow. Can you see trucks lined up anywhere? I imagine all the trucks are stopped in that area.
There's nothing moving on the interstate. I think they shut it down in the last hour or so in this area. I know further westbound toward Utah, they've closed it in a number of places because of snow drifts.
And if it's not snowdrifts, it's black ice. Is it Christmas time? I'm real confused.
No, it's not Christmas time yet, but I do hear my minute of news coming somewhere in the midst of all of this. We want you to be safe, but what are the locals saying, or are you watching the weather and checking roads online somewhere?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm looking at the Wyoming DOT website, but you know the locals around here, it's like they shrug their shoulders and say, yep, cold, and that's about it.
Right, because they're so used to it. It's no big deal to them.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff, be safe out there.
Be safe, yeah.
If you get any more word, check in with us on my way in this morning, Amanda, at 4 o'clock. All the reader boards were telling me that I-80 was closed at Evanston this morning for winds and or snow. So we'll keep an eye on that. And we also know we've got truckers that are listening and do on a regular basis. We'll let you know when those roads are opened up again. It's 8:29. Speaking of roads being open, we've had to shut it down at least for some truckers out there along I-15 and elsewhere on Highway 89. Let's get the very latest, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And for that, of course, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we know I-15's closed northbound as you head up from far west into South Willard because of the semis that blew over. Now we're hearing from listeners that Highway 89 is closed. Well, guess what? That's where they were putting the traffic that was being forced off the freeway. And now apparently some power lines are down there and some semis have tipped over on Highway 89. Southbound's been a mess through that same stretch, although it has remained open along I-15. I'm also watching some people taking the frontage road on the west side of the freeway going south. Still looking at problems Kaysville to Farmington, but they seem to be easing just slightly in Kaysville on I-15. But Highway 89 still closed from Farmington to South Layton because of power lines down. Eric?
Foothill Drive slowdowns continue from I-80 and Parley's Way all the way up to Sunnyside because of power outages and downed trees. I-15 in Utah County, not bad, just a smidgen of slowdowns as you approach 146 South. That's the Bluffdale exit. And then further up ahead, you do have some slowdowns in South Salt Lake at 3300 South as you go up towards the Spaghetti Bowl. Heather?
And as you leave downtown Salt Lake, you are still at a parking lot crawl status right now from about North Temple to Warm Springs Road due to a tipped semi truck. On the west side of I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, things look pretty good, although you do have some power outages around the Salt Lake Valley, and a lot of that is affecting the east side of Salt Lake, so you have a lot of delay. Everybody needs to treat any traffic lights that aren't working as a four-way stop, and that's really affecting travel on 700 East right now. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service or repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out more about this wacky forecast. Back to you, Grant.
Big cold front is delivered, and those winds are really howling out of the canyons and elsewhere. Strong wind gusts. This morning, slight chance of showers morning. Otherwise, a lot of sun today, but it's windy. It is cool. The high only 62. Get those jackets on. Partly cloudy, 64 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 8:32.
And right now, our temperature is 48 degrees.
Well, it is just a mess. It doesn't matter whether you're in Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, or even Box Elder County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Gusty winds this morning responsible for thousands of power outages, school closings, freeway restrictions, and a lot more.
Severe Utah weather. Our special hour of coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene in Centerville with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we've seen consistent wind gusts around 70 miles an hour here in Centerville. Meanwhile, in Salt Lake, trees have been uprooted and the state capitol has closed their grounds to state employees due to the unsafe conditions. Now, it's hard to believe, but officials say the worst may yet to come, with things finally, hopefully, starting to die down sometime in the afternoon. Now, where I'm at, just off West Parish Lane, all the parking lots of gas stations and the retail centers are just a mess. There's debris literally flying all over the place. As I stepped out of my car just a few minutes ago, I had shopping bags blow right by my head, and that's in addition to all the branches that are scattered everywhere. I've even seen pieces of siding fly around, so you really have to keep your head on a swivel whenever you're out of your vehicle. Now, probably most concerning where I'm at are these large light posts and parking lots that are blowing back and forth in the wind. Nothing has fell yet, but it's still pretty unsettling to see. Now, it should be noted that we have had some reports of power poles that have snapped and fell, including one here in Centerville. These extreme wind gusts have not only created some traffic hazards, but it's also leaving thousands of people without power. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power is roughly 650 outages across the state, which is impacting over 58,000 customers.
So the most important thing is some of these outages can't be repaired until the wind dies down, and that might be into the afternoon today.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says about 10,000 customers are being impacted in Ogden, more than 3,000 in Centerville, and another 3,000 in Layton. Elsewhere, about 2,500 customers are being impacted in South Salt Lake, with a few hundred of those being in the Sugar House area. Live, John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
Four big public school districts have decided to cancel classes today because of the strong winds in Davis and Weber counties, and they're not the only ones. Let's check in with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Salt Lake City School District has now decided to cancel its classes for today. Davis, Weber, and Ogden districts had already made that decision. Other schools closed because of the weather include Layton Christian Academy, Ogden Preparatory Academy, Ascent Academy in Farmington, New Ames High School, Spectrum Academy in North Salt Lake, Highmark Charter in South Weber, and the City Academy and Reed School in Salt Lake County will also be closed today. Weber State University has canceled classes until at least noon today and could announce a decision later on what will happen with classes this afternoon. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic conditions.
Trucks are restricted along freeways right now, and I-15 is shut down in northern Utah. Andy Farnsworth is live in the KSL Traffic Center with more, Andy.
And our biggest issues is the closure of I-15 northbound in Willard, but then Highway 89 was the alternate route. Now that apparently is blocked as well by semis tipped over and power lines down. Both directions of the freeway there have been a mess. We've also got issues now getting worse in Salt Lake County with the power being knocked out and affecting traffic along 7th East Foothill Drive, and it now looks like it's stretching into South Salt Lake, 33rd South near I-15, and all along up towards the Mill Creek area. Plus, we've got Highway 89 remaining closed as you go between Farmington and Layton because of power lines down there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just a reminder, our next triple team check of traffic and weather together coming up at 8:39. We'll break in immediately with any urgent updates as our special hour of coverage continues here on KSL News Radio. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by our friends at Salt Lake Behavioral Health.
Salt Lake Behavioral Health is the title sponsor of our Suicide Prevention Week coverage, and Anna Lieber joins us. And Anna, I told you last time we spoke that I wanted to ask you what role the use of substances or substance abuse plays in the risk of suicide and suicidal thoughts.
Yes, this is a tough question, and there are multiple reasons why an individual has suicidal thoughts, dies by suicide, or attempts suicide. And substance use, like all addictions and mental health problems, do increase that level of pain and are a risk factor for suicide. So I think the important thing is to reach out and get help if you're struggling with addiction or any mental health problem. Just reach out and get help, either inpatient or outpatient, as needed.
How does somebody know if they should be seeking help from a hospital instead of just reaching out on the phone for somebody to talk to?
Yeah, that's a challenging question, and I get this a lot from people. I think the important thing to remember is the only person that can truly decide if they need inpatient or outpatient treatment would be a licensed mental health provider, physician, or crisis worker. So I would say reach out, get help, start the conversation about what's going on and seek that assistance.
So what do we do if someone we love is experiencing suicidal thoughts?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to do is to just listen, create that safe space, be there with that person, ask the questions. Another huge piece that family members and loved ones can do is we do know that reducing access to lethal means, whether that's medications, firearms especially. So if someone that you love is struggling with suicidal thoughts, have a conversation with them. Offer to hold on to their medications or their firearms for a little bit until they're in treatment and maybe the crisis has passed.
All right. Anna Lieber's going to come back with us here in just a couple of minutes. By the way, they do offer free mental health screenings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Salt Lake Behavioral Health. Here's their number, 800-264-6000.
The National Guard races to the rescue in California. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, at least 60 people remain trapped by wildfire in California's Sierras east of Fresno, with rescue operations resuming today. Fire managers are communicating with some of those hikers.
We're trying to get them congregated in several locations.
Over 200 were saved from flames yesterday as they huddled by the shore of a reservoir. National Guard helicopters got them out just in time. And thousands are evacuated from a 9,000-acre wildfire in California's San Bernardino County after it was sparked by a colored smoke bomb at a weekend gender reveal party.
I am upset that people are stupid.
The expecting couple could face a major bill for the cost of firefighting. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 8:39. We have emergency triple team traffic now, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And where do we start, Andy?
Well, it looks like the big problem continues to be up in South Willard. Both directions of the freeway affected by semis tipped over. The northbound lanes are closed, and they'll force you off to Highway 89 in South Willard. Traffic backed up starting in Far West. Both the frontage roads looking pretty messy, as is Highway 89 up near where Pleasant View Drive joins up with it. Plus, we've also got problems further south. Still seeing southbound delays, Kaysville and Layton, but that's improving a little bit. It's Highway 89 completely closed between Oak Hills Drive and Park Lane in Farmington. That's a bigger problem. Eric?
The wind has really had an effect on folks trying to get up to the University of Utah area. Foothill Drive is the reason, because you've got downed trees and signal problems. The traffic lights aren't functioning as normal. And right now you've got slowdowns northbound from I-80 all the way up to Sunnyside. I-15 in Utah County, no problems there. Some northbound slowing right now going from 106 to 90 south in Sandy. And further up the line, you do have some freeway brake tap approaching 3300 south on I-15. Heather?
More northbound delays on I-15 leaving downtown Salt Lake up to Warm Springs Road due to a tipped semi in that area. You also have some pretty big delays on 3300 south itself trying to get onto I-15. That's both eastbound and westbound directions from the east and west side of the freeway. And you have traffic lights out in many areas due to mass power outages. So you need to treat all traffic lights that are out as a four-way stop. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Networth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Grant Wayman now in the KSL Weather Center.
Wow, what a weather day with this strong front we were expecting here. The wind's definitely howling in the canyons, and dangerously strong winds going to be blowing there throughout the morning hours. Windy elsewhere, and a slight chance of showers in the morning as well. Otherwise, plenty of sun, but it's going to remain windy and cool. High temperatures only 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine downtown right now, but still cold, 48 degrees.
Just a few minutes ago, the University of Utah tweeted that they will cancel classes today, all classes today, due to continued power outages. It just doesn't make sense to try and have classes up there when they can't have power anywhere. So if you were headed to the University of Utah, you might as well just turn it around. You've got a day off up there today.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
About 200 homes have been evacuated because of the Ether Hollow fire.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live on the scene in Mapleton with this special report, Paul.
And Amanda, evacuations, they're still in place after the Ether Fire Hollow burned an estimated 1,000 acres, even though the rain knocked most of those flames down. But officials with Utah Forestry, Fire, and State Lands say there is still 0% containment on this fire right now.
So that is the starting point. We're establishing a control line where we're hoping that it'll be a barrier that the fire does not cross. We're not going to call that contained until we're pretty certain that the fire won't move over that.
And spokesperson Kate Webb says they expect the weather to be on their side today, but there have been cases in the past where seemingly tame fires have jumped containment, and containing it is more than just taking vegetation away from the fire.
The rain did help us out a ton last night. It decreased fire activity quite a bit. There's still no containment on the fire. So a lot of the fire activity was decreased. However, there are still hot spots within. There's some isolated torching. So until we can establish some containment and make sure it's completely safe for people to return home, we won't lift those evacuations.
And she says the fire was sparked by target shooting, and even if we do have a few days of rain and cold, the vegetation could dry up again in a short amount of time. So now, not the time for target shooting in wooded areas. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason explains why they had to restrict high-profile trucks this morning from using I-15, I-84, I-80, and Legacy Parkway.
We've had several semis that have blown over, three on Legacy Parkway, two earlier on I-15 in Box Elder County near Honeyville, and several others as well. And so there's just an issue out there right now with these huge wind gusts. We're seeing gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, and we could expect even heavier winds as we head into the morning hours here. So if you don't need to be out on the road, if you have any flexibility with your schedule, maybe you want to think about going out there, maybe working from home. If you have to be out there, just make sure that you're paying close attention. Make sure that you have both hands on the steering wheel and watch out for the debris, trees, anything that could come across the roadway there. And then just the gusts themselves could also present a problem to any type of vehicle. We're definitely seeing those issues today with semis, but any passenger vehicles as well could be susceptible to those intense wind gusts. So we're asking everybody that's out on the road today just to pay attention and make sure that you're aware of the situation.
We've had so many people text us about what they've been experiencing today. We thought it might be interesting and also helpful to hear from you about what you've been experiencing if you wanted to give us a call.
Yeah, we've opened up the talk line, so it's just KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. If you want to get on the line right after we get you a one-minute update here from ABC News on our national stories, we'll open up the phone lines this morning in our special hour of coverage, Severe Utah Weather on KSL.
House Democrats say they plan to investigate whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy encouraged the employees at his former company to donate to Republican candidates and then reimburse them with bonuses. If so, that would be a violation of campaign finance laws. Red flag warnings up across the West. Santa Ana winds expected tonight in California will only make things worse. So far, more than 2 million acres have burned this year alone. ABC's Ginger Z is near the El Dorado fire west of San Bernardino, California.
This charred land, the flickers of this fire, one of dozens burning in this state alone. California just broke a record. Now the most land ever burned in a single year by wildfires. And we're just getting into the peak of the season.
The CEOs of nine big biomedical companies have all signed a pledge not to push forward any COVID-19 vaccine without adhering to scientific and ethical standards. 27 EU countries say they hope to have the first doses of a vaccine ready for distribution in a few months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And we're going to open up the phone lines now. What a morning, Amanda, with all of the severe weather we had. First thing this morning on my way in, the reader boards on I-15 were saying don't go east on I-80 because it was closed down at Evanston. As the sun started to come up this morning, you can see we got a little dusting of snow on the top of the mountains for the first time here for the new season.
We didn't know it would come this quickly, but then, yes, as we started to see what the wind was doing in Davis County and Weber County and parts north, trees, huge trees uprooted, power lines down, and the pictures started coming in to KSL. But we welcome your phone calls at 801-575-TALK. That's 575-8255.
I think we got Jason on the line. Tell us where you're calling from, Jason.
Hi, Jason. I'm calling from Rose Park.
And what did you see in Rose Park? We haven't had a lot of reports from there.
Well, today's our first day of school, and I'm on my way to school for kids who are doing online learning, but you can't even get to the school. My school's Newman Elementary in the Rose Park area, and every street is blocked. So I had to park, and I had to walk in so I can get to my computer and make sure everyone else is safe. But, yeah, we canceled schools today because you can't even get in, and the power is gone.
You can't get in because of trees down in the road?
Yeah, every road is blocked by trees, and some people have, like, you know, big, huge trees in their yard that are down on their houses and in the road and everywhere.
Wow. From the Rose Park area. Yeah, that's the first report we've had from the Rose Park area.
Yeah, I've been hearing on the radio, and no one's talking about Rose Park, but it is impacted.
We appreciate your phone call this morning. Be careful on your way back from school.
And from Jason, we go to Jace. Jace, tell us where you're calling from and what you're seeing.
From, let's see, we're in the Avenue, Salt Lake City Avenues. I'm over by the cemetery.
And there's just massive upheaval of these huge.
We cut out for a second there, Jace. Big old trees there in the Avenues area?
Yeah, we may have lost him.
Well, oh, that was beautiful trees.
That was one of the first reports we had this morning was the Salt Lake Cemetery had some big trees that were down. Oh. There's golf courses also that have lost some big trees. Tim is on the line, I believe, in West Hills. Is that where you are, Tim?
Yeah, I'm southbound. I'm headed to pick up my wife. She works at a school in Mill Creek, and we made the commute from Ogden, not knowing that there was a delay. So now I got to go pick her back up. But I witnessed a wooden billboard in North Salt Lake. Just one of those big billboards just toppled right over.
Oh, my goodness.
We've had, go ahead.
And then there's that semi that's tipped over in North Salt Lake, northbound as well.
Yeah, we've had traffic cameras that were pointing down toward the ground instead of where they were supposed to be pointed up in Davis and Weber County because of those winds. Be safe out there. We feel bad that you've been on the road all morning long, not knowing there was going to be closures and things. And
hopefully that billboard didn't hit anything when it toppled over.
Yeah, did you see it go to the ground, Tim?
Yeah, all the way to the ground. It was three posts, wooden posts, and just went right into somebody's backyard there on the west side of the freeway.
Mm. Yeah. We know there's some severe damage out there, and we're going to continue to round it up. Just a reminder that in about 10 minutes, Dave and Dejanovic will take these microphones. And Dave is up in the Kaysville area where he lives, and he's been driving around with his kids this morning trying to help those that may have some damage and some downed trees. So we'll get a full report there coming up as well. We appreciate your phone calls. Let's get a look at how the roads are doing now. It's Triple Team Emergency Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy?
Well, right now the big delay is going to be I-15 with the closure of the freeway up in South Willard. It's been closed for over an hour now for northbound traffic. They've been allowing southbound through, but that's a big delay as well. Semis have tipped over on both sides of the freeway, and Highway 89's a mess, so it looks like most people are now on the west side frontage road, especially for southbound traffic. I'm not sure if those are the people who were going north and are being forced to go back south and have to find another way around. That's probably the chokiest of the choke points. I'm running out of words today. This has been a long day talking about all this. Highway 89 still blocked as you go from South Layton into Farmington. And I-15 and Legacy seem to be a little bit worse now, both directions in Farmington and Centerville. Eric?
We're seeing signs of things getting better on Foothill Drive, but northbound still a problem. Basically, from just before 1700 South all the way up to the Sunnyside Avenue, this is because of malfunctioning stoplights, signal lights, because of power outages, downed trees, downed fences, all kinds of things hindering your drive northbound. Northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, we do have slowdowns now from 4500 South up to 3300 South, and then temporarily it gets better as you head up towards downtown. But after downtown, Heather?
Well, we've got a downed semi-truck right around Warm Springs Road, and that has traffic backed up almost into downtown Salt Lake City right now on northbound I-15. You also have significant delays on the city streets, right, especially on 3300 South around I-15 in both directions, and 700 East. A lot of that, again, due to those power outages and traffic lights. You need to treat all of those as a four-way stop. And plenty of city streets you can't get around because there are trees or power lines in the way. Not only does UTA have the best bus operators, they have the friendliest too. Thanks for moving us forward 1 mile at a time. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's find out more about this crazy forecast and look ahead. Back over to you, Grant.
What a major cool down here with a strong, strong wind gust out of those canyons. Dangerously strong winds there. Elsewhere, windy most of the day. Slight chance of showers, mainly morning. High temperature at 62. Partly cloudy, 64 tomorrow. 68 on Thursday. And partly cloudy skies. Then it warms up. Friday, we're up 78 and lots of sun. Sunny, 83 on Saturday. Sunshine, 86. It gets hotter on Sunday and 88 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, our temperature, 48 degrees.
Boy, my daughter just let me know that the canopy, the new canopy on their new deck on the back of the house got scrambled this morning through all of this. So If you've had some damage in your area or you've been driving around and have stories to tell, we'd love to talk to you coming up here in a few minutes. That phone line is open at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255, and we'll keep it open for you through the top of the hour. Anna Lieber is back with us, the Chief Clinical Officer of Salt Lake Behavioral Health. They sponsor this hour of Utah's Morning News. We talked about the stigma that goes along with mental health, Anna, and I think as individuals we struggle with how to start that conversation. As a community, how do we do a better job of destigmatizing mental health problems?
Yeah, thank you. And I think thank you guys for spending your hour with us during this windy storm today. I think really it is just starting it. There is no, I think the only wrong way is to not have the conversation. Just right. Start, just talk about what's going on, talk about health, talk about the strength and hope. Suicide and mental health problems are a cause for hope because recovery is possible.
Because I think about how some people think I shouldn't be having these thoughts, you know. No, I mean, if you have the thought, you have the thought. Then you go and talk to someone and get help.
Absolutely. And these thoughts are so common. This is, you know, many, many people struggle with suicidal and depression thoughts. In Utah, 13 people a day seek help for suicidal thoughts from an inpatient facility. So, and that's, you know, and definitely an outpatient therapy. So this is common and it is preventable and people can recover and live a life worth living.
Some people may be wondering if they can just walk into the hospital if they need some help. Can they?
Absolutely. Here at Salt Lake Behavioral, we have free 24-hour clinical assessments with a licensed professional. You can also walk into your local emergency room or call either Salt Lake Behavioral at 801-264-6000 or a national crisis line and also reach out for help and they can direct you.
We'll be calling attention to this all week long, and we thank you for helping us do that, Anna. Anna Lieber, a Chief Clinical Officer of Salt Lake Behavioral Health. We thank you for your time with us here on KSL News Radio.
Our news time is now 8:55. We've had a special hour of coverage, severe Utah weather for you in this 8 o'clock hour this morning, and we're looking for you to tell us your firsthand experiences wherever you are. I think we've got Kevin on the line. Not sure where. Kevin, where are you? Did we lose Kevin? Oh, there he is. I think we've got you, Kevin. Are you there? All right. Maybe not. If we have another call coming in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay, go ahead.
What have you seen, Kevin?
We discounted.
Let me just remind everybody, if you're going to call, make sure you turn the delay or turn your radio down while you're listening.
Down.
That'll
right.
help because there's a delay in what you hear on the handset and what you hear on the radio.
Right.
All right, Kevin, have we got you? All right, we may have lost him. John Wojcik. Oh, it's our John. John Wojcik has been out there all morning long keeping an eye on the situation. Tell us what's happening where you are, John.
Yeah, so, Tim, I've been out here in Centerville for the better part of at least an hour now, and I mean, it's crazy when these wind gusts get up here. There's just everything you can imagine flying around. Of course, branches all over parking lots. And the thing that's really scary is there is definitely some debris that gets up here and whips around. I've seen pieces of siding go around. I had, you know, a lot of bags and different stuff go right by my head. So if you're out of your car, I mean, you really got to have your head on a swivel just to stay safe. And also be aware if you're driving somewhere and leaving your car, be aware of where you're parking, because I've seen a couple of vehicles with big branches on them. I mean, that can just do some real damage to your vehicle or worse, you. So we don't know what's going to happen here. It sounds like we may have not even hit the worst of it yet, so we're expecting for at least the next hour or so things to still be bad, and then hopefully they might die down here in the afternoon at some point.
Yeah, stay tuned to KSL for the updated forecast, because as Grant was telling us, that high wind warning in effect through noon and maybe back tomorrow. So
yeah.
good information and a good warning.
By the way, a couple of texters just within the last little bit. Liberty Park is a disaster. There are some massive trees there. Where were some of the other problems? Certainly a lot of Kaysville area And they're saying West High School, they said we should send a reporter to West High School. Some immense tree damage out there.
It's just, said, yeah, yeah. Broken signs in Riverdale. One broke at a dealership and hit one of their cars. Oh, that's awful.
And we had a report from Tim who called us a couple of minutes ago saying he actually watched one of those wooden billboards take a tumble to the ground. The stanchions that it was on, the legs that it stands on, actually folded right over as it came down. So it's been a wild morning, and we're going to continue to have coverage. As we mentioned, Dave and Dujanovic coming up, and Dave Noriega in Kaysville. He's been out keeping an eye on some of the damage there. We'll have much more in just a few minutes.
Right now it's 8:59. Let's check back in for emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, the traffic is still a nightmare up in the Willard area north of Ogden, Pleasant View, and et cetera. From the 2700 North exit, you're in a parking lot, and then they force you off the freeway anyway. I see delays in both directions on the west side frontage road, which is actually technically 2000 west, I believe, as you go on the west side of the freeway. Highway 89 also blocked up in that area because of a semi tipped over, a power line down. We have power lines down along Highway 89. That's been closed for most of the morning between the south end of Layton and Farmington in both directions. I think the wind's picking back up again as traffic has gotten a lot worse now between Centerville and Farmington, both directions of the freeway. Eric?
Northbound slowdowns, I-15 in Salt Lake County, 90 is south, approaching 4500 south, and just past the Spaghetti Bowl of Foothill Drive. Slowdowns continue northbound from almost Parley's Way all the way up to Sunnyside. Heather?
We have delays leaving downtown Salt Lake on northbound I-15. That's due to a downed semi-truck, and you have traffic lights that are out.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.